Thank you, Charlie. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The only way to bag a classy lady is to give her two tickets to the gun show. And see if she likes the goods.
Oh, Miss Corningstone. I wasn't expecting company. Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
Well, you asked me to come by, sir.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Oh, I could barely lift my right arm because I did so many. I don't know if you heard me counting. I did over 1,000. You have your ubulus muscle that connects to the upper dorsalis. It's boring, but it's part of my life. I'm just going to grab this shirt if you don't mind. Just watch out for the guns. They'll get you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Final cue one.
After the photo mat was destroyed, the bear scampered back into the woods.
Apparently, he wasn't too happy with his color print.
From the entire Channel 4 news team, I'm Veronica Corningstone.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
Yeah, sure, boy. It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure. It's funny,
sure,
right?
Boy. Yeah, sure. Sure.
Mommy boobies.
Sure there, boy.
Yeah, what there. The bleep happened here?
Oh, well, my dream has been broken.
Why?
I'm really sorry, Don.
What?
Turn the music down, please.
We're not on in Omaha!
No.
I know.
Lincoln is no substitute. Someone tell my red ass that we're not on in Omaha.
It's Lincoln.
Yes, it's Lincoln.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Nobody from the University of Nebraska ever touched me in Lincoln. It means nothing to be on in Lincoln. My dream is to be on in Omaha.
Now, maybe we can have some Lincoln success and that will lead us into Omaha.
Work our way up.
To finally face the man.
The man, baby.
Face the man.
Mm-hmm. Which is the place where they husk corn?
That's Nebraska. Incidentally,
that's Omaha.
Tom Osborne, I think, was just hired back in some capacity by Nebraska, and he's got to be as old as dirt.
I mean,
now he's got to be like 80 or something
Well, he still could be dangerous, so you stay away from him.
Yeah, they hired him at middle linebacker.
At Lincoln, Nebraska.
So anyway, what's the deal with that, Robbie, with being
Rob,
on?
We know anything about Lincoln?
In Lincoln, land of Lincoln.
All signs point that it's KRKR Classic Rock 95.1. They were going to notify Westwood One as soon as they flipped.
But they didn't.
They did not notify them, so they've left voicemails, and they're trying to find out exactly what's going on now.
But we're being heard in Lincoln, so
yes, they took a lot of Westwood One shows to flip the station over, and we're going to notify the network as soon as they did it.
It's one of those deals.
Very
yep.
good. Huh?
So to the people of Lincoln, Nebraska, sorry you're not Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll do the best we can, but I know you're probably pissed because you expected to tune into your regular low-rated classic rock.
The Eagle,
is that what they used to be?
The Eagle has flown.
Are they something new?
They're now Cracker. KRKR.
Well, let's,
Cracker.
Let's keep the former listeners of the Eagle happy, as they'll find out every day on our show at this time. We do a little feature called Get the Lead Out.
Mm-hmm.
So let's rock it out now.
Here's today's Lead Classic.
But I'll tell you what happened.
Oh, wrong.
It sounded like Regis Philbin.
Wrong sure lead.
Down, Mike. Wrong one.
Get the Lead Out.
What am I looking for?
This is Man Watchers Compliment Week.
All right, gotcha. Again, my apologies for those who rock.
Give me lead or give me death.
I think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name.
Let's rock.
I hear you now. I just can't stay inside all day. I gotta get out. Give me some.
You're listening to the Eagle.
Everybody's smiling. Sunshine day.
What happened to him? Is he here? Where is Squirrel?
Squirrel. Is he real?
That was it.
Is he real?
Is he real? I-Z-Z-Y. Mm-hmm. Hello, Dan. My name is Izzy Real.
Izzy Real.
I forgot our morning zoo names. I'm Shoot.
And I'm Liver.
And I'm Weed.
Kid Hitler.
Yeah, baby.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Doing very well, thank you.
This might interest Rob more than anybody. I watched a show on the History Channel called Hi Hitler about his doctor giving him a shot every day, and that all these German doctors were talking about it.
That's right. It was Dr. Nick.
Dr. Nick Hitler.
Hitler's doctor, Dr.
Nick Goering.
If only I could have seen.
I say, come on, man. We can take Russia, Jack.
That girl last night, she gave the best.
If only I could have seen what I had done by overtaking all of those countries.
I got a great picture I found online last night of Adolf Hitler in a jeweled jumpsuit.
I bet he had a kit.
But he's horribly overweight.
That girl, she got pregnant with a Polaroid.
Priscilla, I want you to come over here, darling, in my bunker and give me my cyanide tablet now. And don't worry about my flatulence. You know, that could be either Hitler or Elvis.
Is Adolf Hitler. I would like you to send me up a bowl of ice cream with just a few cookies, which I can eat in bed.
As soon as we surrounded Paris, energy surged through my body, and I said, bring me some German chocolate cake.
I would like to ride on the half track with a bag of hot dog rolls.
Perhaps you know this Fraulein. Her name is Priscilla Braun.
That's right, Priscilla. I call her Scylla. Dankeschön.
Hello there. This is Adolf Hitler. Have you seen my monkey Scatter?
I have some bad news. The monkey Scatter is frozen. Frozen to the cage. That's a disappointment.
The Allies just shot my hand. I should get something good for this, right, Jack?
I think for my victory dance, when I've conquered the country of France, I will do my Elvis pose. Jawohl, Dolph. Where is my pants? My leather pants?
Everybody wait in the bunker. I'm going to ride around on my horse and eat hot dog rolls. I'm Adolf Hitler.
Where is my book?
Yeah, similarities are mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
This is my book. It's called My Struggle or Mein Kampf.
My mother, Gladys Hitler.
It all started in Tupelo, Germany.
And my twin brother, Jesse Garen Hitler.
My name is Adolf Aaron Presley.
There is
AAP.
That's my other girlfriend, Ginger Braun.
Taking care of business.
All techniques into one. Uberalas.
Elvis Hitler 8.
Now listen, when we have the big rally, make sure that my father, Vernon Hitler, is sitting close by to me, please. Dankeschön.
And don't forget, get the guys from the Berlin Mafia. Get Red and Sonny.
Red Goering, Sonny Goebbels.
Hello there, Don.
Colonel.
Don and Mike Show, hello. That's right. Colonel Tom.
Hey, guys.
Colonel Tom of the SS.
Colonel Tom Himmler.
Hello, what's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know that the University of Nebraska is in Lincoln.
Excellent.
It is Creighton that is in Omaha.
Well, now it's coming back. That's where Tom Osborne attacked.
There, you're set. You're back where you need to be, so we can get excited about Lincoln, Nebraska. What's another fact you can tell us about Lincoln?
They're the cornholers.
Oh dear. Okay. That's so disrespectful.
It is.
Hello.
Turn
that radio down, please. Hello. Excuse me. I use my outside voice for a moment. Hello, trusted listener, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. I wanted to tell you, I actually went to Hitler's doctor. His name was Dr. Broscheid.
You actually went to Hitler's doctor?
I did. Yes, I did. When I was 18 and I needed a physical to go off to college, my girlfriend at the time said, "Oh, well, go to my mother's doctor," and I did, and I found out later that he had been one of many of Hitler's doctors.
I don't know if I would use that as a recommendation.
Well, you don't sound like an old guy. He had to be a very old man, I would imagine.
He was. He was a creepy. You know, when you're 18, I mean, he was definitely a creepy.
Oh, was this doctor like that guy in that movie, Apt Pupil?
That movie, it always gets back to that. Yeah. Put on the uniform.
Please make sure you have paid your bill on time.
Now, did you ever? I'm gonna suspend disbelief and pretend that saying is on the up and up.
Okay.
Did it ever come up in conversation? Did he mention to you, hey, I want you to turn your head and cough? Oh, you know, did I tell you I was Hitler's doctor? I held Hitler's ball.
Yeah, how'd you find out?
Well, late, later, my girlfriend's grandmother told me, oh, yeah, he used to be Hitler's doctor. But really, there was no real physical. He just asked me two or three questions. He said, okay, and he just signed on the bottom, and that was it. There was no physical really at all.
So he cheated.
Yeah, essentially.
Of course, right. Nazis are cheaters. We
yes,
that.
They cheat all the time.
What color are your eyes?
Hazel.
That's
Hazel.
Why he had no interest.
Hazel. He would have liked them if they were blau.
Hello there.
Yeah.
Don and Mike show. What's happening?
That's beautiful.
Hey, who did Hitler in the producer's movie? Was it the comedian Dick Shawn or Richard Shawn or somebody like that?
Dick Shawn. The guy was in Get Smart as well, right?
And I have a question regarding that. The new play that's going to be on Broadway, The Young Frankenstein,
right.
Is that the same guy that was in the movie of the producers? Is he the same guy that was the director's sidekick, the choreographer for
the
show?
Yes, I think it is. It's Roger Bart.
He's a funny guy. What's his name? Roger?
Roger Bart.
Roger Bart.
Hello, Don and
Mike. I'm game for that movie now, too. I watch it all the time. Rob finally hipped me to it. Yeah. It's
do you
actually
have the DVD?
Keep It Gay, I think one of the funniest songs ever in history.
It has
of Broadway.
The funniest outtake reel on the DVD.
Oh, really?
It's like 20 minutes and you'll laugh the whole time.
Keep It Gay. We got to talk about Homovember. Hello,
yes.
Don and Mike show. One last call. We'll talk about Homovember. Hello.
What's up, my little brother?
Hi there.
What's happening?
Hey,
you know what? You know what the good thing about corn and peanuts?
Bye!
That guy's worthless. All right, it's Homovember, and here's what we're going to do.
All right, we all know what that means.
Over the years, here's what Mike and I have done. We have actually done our show from a Mayflower van.
Super duper!
We've done that more than once.
For Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We've had Rob dress up like a pilgrim.
We called it Thanksgiving on the Mayflower, don't you know?
We had a naked Thanksgiving when we had a naked family come in.
That's true. And that wasn't just roast turkey we were smelling.
We had, my God, one year we had like a divorced family come in.
We've had dysfunctional families involve themselves.
Right.
We had I believe we had the redneckiest family.
Oh, yeah, we had a very
redneck Thanksgiving.
That was a good one.
And that was a total home run, too.
Oh, yeah.
This year, Thanksgiving is 3 weeks from today.
Right.
Today. Mm-hmm. So our show the day before Thanksgiving is always a festive one.
Sure.
This year, it will be Homovember. We're going to have our good friend, Homo Joe, be the official greeter, the maitre d'.
Maitre d'.
He's going to be the concierge.
The host.
Of homosexual fun.
Wonderful.
Well, here's where we need everybody listening to help out. First, the meal itself, we need somebody to cater it. We'd like a first-class catering, please.
Please.
Of course, trade out mentions for stuff that...
Preferably a gay caterer.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Yeah, I can do it.
I know you could.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You got lots of gay stuff on your menu.
Yeah, I think we could get the regular stuff probably together.
Now, could you get us like a traditional from the restaurant, a traditional turkey dinner
together? Yeah, my guy James can do anything you want. I can get that done.
All right, well, then courtesy of Mike's restaurant, we'll do that.
What's the name of it? No, I'm just kidding.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
That's right. That's the name. Look it up.
Yeah, we'll talk later.
Oh, it's it's the Hanger Club. Mike O'Mara's Hanger Club.
I think we will do turkeys. We'll have a couple of turkeys and mashed potatoes and everything.
So here's the plan. Over the next 3 weeks, we're going to be soliciting to find 10 very special gay men, 10 very special single gay men who want to meet another special gay man. We will be having a drive home plan. We'll have somebody to drive everybody home. So we'll be serving wine.
Very good.
And all of this will be going on above us in our office.
Right.
On the day before Thanksgiving.
We've got a big office up there, really plenty of room to have a good Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. As the show is happening upstairs, it will be happening on the radio. We will be open to any and all suggestions as far as things to make it a better party.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be looking for the most special gay men out there.
Right.
Not just run-of-the-mill gay men, special gay men as hopefully selected by our friend Homo Joe.
Right. Are we going to hook up are we going to have couples? Is this going to be kind of a dating thing?
Yeah.
Can couples participate?
No. Thing of only.
All singles strangers. Only.
Joe wants this for thing of only.
Wonderful.
It's a mixer.
Nobody. This is Joe that's putting his, and not Joe Artinger, of course. This is
right.
Homo Joe. Very good.
Homo Joe. You know, he of the Campbell Soup fortune.
So our Homovember singles Thanksgiving mixer.
Yeah, that's right, and they're all going to be meeting up there and having their gay fun and
very good.
Feeding each other and drinking, and we'll have microphones up there. And
very good.
At some point, I know that when I was chatting with Joe about this, he had mentioned something like they could all take their shirts off if it goes right and have fun with mashed potatoes.
Yeah, very good. Very. It'll be very exciting.
We will have stuff to view on the video player upstairs, too. That would go their way.
Yeah, we're going to have a flat screen with gay porno going.
Oh, dear.
And I've managed to find some Judy Garland music. So
show tunes.
Nice touch. Be very nice.
Judy Garland and show tunes. What a great way to celebrate Homovember.
Now, you might be saying, hey, Don, I'm like, come on, why are you making fun of homos? Well, first off, it's so easy.
Right.
And second off, seriously, out of all of the people that we talk about and make fun of on the show, ourselves included, really nobody gets the joke better than gays.
The gay community in Washington and around the country has always supported this show because they get the joke. They know where it comes from, and they get it, and that's why, well, Don, I consider this giving back. Mm-hmm. Giving back to the gay community.
It's a tribute, really.
It's just going to be for what is traditionally, I'm not, this heaviest travel day of the year. I don't want to say that in the DJ way just yet, Mike.
I know one of the first phone calls you're going to get, though. I know what you're going to get.
Tom can't come.
No, that's not the call. You're going to get calls from the sisters, from the ladies in the life who are going to say, why are you discriminating against lesbians?
We'll do a nice lesbian Christmas if you like that.
Nice lesbian
but
Christmas.
But it's Homovember, and just trust me on
Lesember.
This. I just got a picture in my mind. We go upstairs, and it's 10 guys with their pasty shirts off.
So 5 and 5 or 10
yeah,
and 10?
5 and 5.
5 and 5.
5 and 5. It's a mixer, and Joe will be in charge of just about everything.
Oh, fantastic.
Perfect. Okay, so.
All right, well, I'll get you the food.
If you are at all interested, send us an email at donandmikewebsite.com, and we'll have Homo Joe on the show next week to talk about it. We certainly need a lot more than the food that O'Meara's will be donating and the gay porn that we got our hands on. What we'd really like to do is turn the entire upper level of this building into a tribute to all that is gay.
Yes, yes. And I think that, decorating comes into play with that also. Oh,
yeah. Posters.
Yes.
Big, explicit pictures blown up. We were talking about penis placemats.
Right.
There is a store where you can get like genital salt and pepper shakers.
Wonderful.
Everything will be done. All the accent will be on the penis.
That's
for the corn on the cob.
Right.
You know those little things you stick in the ends of the corn on the cob.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. We have the special holders.
We have some of those. I'm not kidding you. This time, kids. Little penises.
That's wonderful.
That you stick in each end.
That'll be delightful.
So to speak.
And it'll just be the gayest. It'll be great.
It'll be fantastic.
And I know lots of gay guys will want to get in on this action.
Right.
It'll be hot, hot, hot. Uh-huh.
Hot Homovember.
So send us an email and we'll talk more about it, I guess, on Monday.
And it all takes place the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it will be just the microphone on upstairs.
Yes,
listen in occasionally.
And us listening in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll be fighting our homophobia by, not running up there. Or maybe we'll go up occasionally.
Why fight it?
Yeah, why fight it? We just, we're going to want to be right
that's
in the middle
right.
of it.
There we go. I knew this would happen. Uh-huh. Hello, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
What?
Hey, I got a question.
What's your question, Tommy?
At Tuesday's election day. And I'd like to know if y'all could come down to Falls Church and get y'all's picture taken with me.
On election day?
Yeah.
We don't vote in Falls Church.
I know, because the Ark of Northern Virginia is in Falls Church, because I'm...
Tom, I will if you can spell the word election.
Election?
Yes.
E-L-I-C-E-N-D.
Elecand.
Right. Right.
Perfect. All right.
All right. Now, it's for our holiday card. We're trying to get you or Don. I mean, Mike and you and me.
Right, Tom.
Yes.
Can we send Matt?
How about if Matt the Pollard goes?
No, they need you and Mike.
Well, seriously, Tom, we're probably not going to be able to do that. Can we send Matt?
Matt, who's Matt the Pollard? Who is that?
Matt's the regular guy on the show.
That's our intern.
Why can't you all do it?
Well, if we can't do it, can we send him?
No. How about Joe Arlinger?
Joe Arlinger?
Yeah, my buddy Joe.
Joe?
Joe?
Joe's not here, man.
Joe is, too.
Joe's not here, man.
Joe is too. Joe just did a...
Tom, I don't vote in Falls Church either.
No. This is just a holiday card. We need pictures of me, Don, and Mike on a holiday card.
Well, can't you get the picture taken sometime somewhere else?
Like...
Oh, dear. Like, look what I've done. Look what I've done. I've been tricked.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
You know who would be good for that picture?
Who?
It would require another phone call, but Mr. Liddy.
Mr. Who? Liddy?
Yeah, G. Gordon Liddy. Call him.
G. Gordon
no.
Liddy. Yeah.
Not G. Gordon Liddy.
Call him or call John Pop.
All right, Tom.
Happy Homovember, Tom.
We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Hey, where did Super Dave move to?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
He can stay out there and don't come back.
What? Now, that's not very nice.
I know. Oh, okay. Why did he move out there for?
Because he'd already like established himself here in Washington as the best person we've ever had on the show.
It's me.
No, Super Dave.
Yes, it is.
How old are you again, Tom?
47.
47. Super Dave was so good. That we said, take a long vacation to New Orleans.
I think it was really nice that you and Don and Mike paid for his vacation in New Orleans, too.
I didn't do that.
No. Don and Mike paid for Super Dave's vacation.
When is he coming back?
And they bought him a lot of gifts.
When is he coming back?
Whenever he wants. I am hiring Tay of a...
Hey, when is he coming back?
Etard Ray.
Watch it.
Seriously say.
Watch it.
Seriously say.
Hey, Charlie.
He's not here.
Yes, he is.
Hello.
Hey, Charlie.
Hello. Hello.
I don't like to anger the etarded Ray.
Watch it.
Why,
Ben? Hey, Bob.
The Ippled Cray.
Hey, Bob, tell me to watch
the
it, please.
Entily May Ippled Cray.
Watch it.
Super Dave was the best guy, regular guy we've ever had on the show.
Watch it, Ray.
Watch it.
A lot funnier than you.
Oop, Gray, hey.
Watch it.
Watch it.
Hard Tay.
Tell me to spell something.
You're going to spell something?
Yeah, tell me. I'll tell you. You want to have a spelling bee?
Tom, I don't know how to tell you this, my friend. Tom, you're borderline retarded, so I don't want to hurt your feelings. Well,
watch
too late.
It.
Too late.
Watch, he's going to get mad. He's going to get mad. Watch that. Watch that anger.
Tom. We say intellectual disability.
Yes, absolutely. That's what we say.
That's what we say. We also say, please don't call, Tom.
Watch it.
Watch it.
Please don't call sometimes.
Watch it. Today's... I'm Mike's friend. Mike. Charlie. Yeah.
Yes, Tom, you're my friend.
Hey, Charlie.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Charlie. Hello,
Tom.
Hello.
Mike's not tired of this.
Watch it.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, Tom.
Are y'all going to do it or what?
Do what?
No, Tom, no. No pictures, no nothing.
Watch it.
No nothing.
Watch it.
If I only had a brain.
Hello?
He's gone.
Sure. No pictures, no nothing. That got him going.
I need a gigantic fly swatter the next time he calls. I was so near tarred rage.
I know.
It was very hard to keep it in my pants. Because
he,
you know,
doesn't know any better.
That's right.
You know, though, I always like to think if Tom had been dealt the full deck, exactly what type of person he'd be. I think he would be very aggressive. Uh-huh. I think he would be very. He's aggressive now.
Rob, there's no way we're going to do that. Rob Spiewak emails, hey, Don and Mike, Tom would make a great Thanksgiving Indian for your Homovember show.
You said it out loud.
No, I think, can't we go Tom free this time?
No way.
We'll do something with him around Christmas time.
No, he wants to be like Baby Jesus again.
Oh, I like that.
Baby Jesus was fabulous. That was one of my favorite. But then again, you know, out here, he's going to be here all the time.
Yeah. Just so sick of retard.
Oh, dear.
Should I leave?
We're all going to leave then.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.